All right, as the election approaches, some people are beginning to act out. A 60-year-old man in Arizona was arrested for firing into a Democratic Party office. Another man in Arizona is accused of threatening to kill Democratic election officials. I mean, does this concern you? And now we're learning that some election officials are going to be given, and they're going to be wearing, bulletproof vests on Election Day. I mean, what does that tell you about our country? You know, people are voting, so why shoot up an election polling place? I mean, if these are Trump people, Trump may be winning. So why shoot it up? I mean, if the election's going on, you don't know who's ahead. So I'm concerned about the mentality of a lot of Americans, and this does not represent all of this country. But I'm concerned about a lot of Americans who are on the verge of being violent. And that brings me to another topic. CNN conservative commentator Scott Jennings has been uncharacteristically aggressive in comments that he's been making defending Donald Trump on everything. And it seems like some of the Facebook posts that I'm reading are ramping up about Trump. I mean, I post something and boom, there are certain people who are just right there commenting. I mean, they've got to get their message out. So here's my question. Are Trump supporters getting desperate? I know you don't want to admit it, but I mean, I'm starting to see this activity, and it seems like Trump supporters are getting concerned. What are you concerned about? Why do you think? I mean, Trump has momentum right now. In fact, we're also going to talk about a couple of scenarios where Donald Trump could win in a blowout in the Electoral College, and that's going to be perceived as a mandate. And if Donald Trump gets that, even if he loses the popular vote, if he gets a mandate and if it's a blowout in the Electoral College, Donald Trump is going to be even more brazen. I think he's going to be even more brazen than he might be if it were a close election. I know the polls indicate it's going to be a close election, but there are a couple of people who are looking at this and they're saying that this could be a blowout for Donald Trump and that Trump right now has the momentum and that Kamala Harris has not been successful at defending her position and her policies. I mean, there's not a lot of talk about policies on either side. So, you know, we're going to get into that this afternoon. But I really, if you're a Trump supporter, whether you're a MAGAite or you're a Republican or a Democrat, and you just think that Trump's the best person for this position to be president of the United States, and you're voting for him, are you concerned? And if you are concerned, what are you concerned about? Again, I know the polls show it's going to be close, but now there's talk about an Electoral College blowout for Donald Trump. So why the aggression? Why are people starting to like attack? Why are there signs of violence showing up in important battleground states? And why is a commentator like Scott Jennings, I mean, I think this might be a microcosm for Trump supporters. Why does Scott Jennings, this conservative commentator on CNN, why is he becoming uncharacteristically aggressive with his comments defending Trump? I mean, what do you think's going on? And if you're not voting for Trump and you want to comment, you can comment as well. But I think we'll talk about that this afternoon because it's interesting, but it's also very concerning.